You're getting so smart. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. You're getting so smart. As I was walking the path this morning, I was thinking, now, how will I introduce the campus members, one by one, to Mac, to Apple? It's not complex, it's not difficult, it's not hard to do, but how will I introduce it to them? Now, if I introduce it to them as a treatment, then they will say, all is right with the world, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. Somewhere over the rainbow, blue birds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Someday, why can't I? And someday, why can't I? I'm whole and perfect. Someday, I'm whole and perfect. Why can't I? Someday, I know how to use my Mac computer. Someday, I know how to use my Apple. Someday, I know how to use my PC. I know that I know that I know. Someday, I know. Someday, I know that I know that I know. Now, I'm saying these things facetiously, and extremely facetiously, because anyone give me this three-letter word that I'm thinking of?
I like now.
Three-letter.
Yeah, shanks a lot. I like me is not a three-letter word.
No.
Yeah. I said word. Yeah. A three-letter word. Now, what is it?
Now.
Now, what does now mean?
Now.
Right this second. Not tomorrow. Not later. Right now. So now, when do you know how to run your computer?
Now.
How do you run your computer?
Now.
That's right, now. You run it right now. And whatever you think about your computer, what are you thinking about it? When are you thinking about it?
Now.
Bitte?
Now.
Thank you. Take your eyes off of the recalcitrant people around us. A recalcitrant person is a person who's not paying attention to what we're doing. Now, please do not... Is there something that you would like to tell me, Ingeborg?
If you feel a little bit cool, you can dress it.
Ingeborg! What is the matter with you? Ingeborg, shame, shame, shame. Thank you for being a mother. I have so many mothers, and they're so wonderful, they're so thoughtful, so kind, so loving. Now, Ingeborg, do you see goosebumps on me? Just because I'm sitting here naked at the table, and we're sitting out on the patio, and it's a crisp morning in fall, and the air is 53 degrees or 58 degrees, somewhere in there, and I have just completed a 3-mile walk around the property and naked, and the sun started coming up as I was walking around, and Rex and I were just having a great time, and I was listening to my iPod, and I was singing, and I was doing my meditations and so forth, and here I am sitting here just having finished a delicious breakfast of two ideal eggs, you know, they can be done, you know, two ideal eggs, and it was wonderful, and I appreciate it, and a cup of nice warm coffee, and a wonderful conversation, and you think I'm cool? Now, don't do that to me. You're like most mothers. Most mothers, I'm diverting from my subject a little bit here, but most mothers are silly people. They're very silly people. Most mothers have poor circulation. Most mothers have poor blood system in their body, and so forth and so blah, 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 blah. And so they go to their kid. Their kid that's 2 days old or 3 days old, and the kid is kicking off the blankets and saying, Ma, this is too much. I don't need all this here. I'm a warm, toasty guy. I don't need blankets. I don't need footies. I don't need hatties. I don't need gloves. I don't need scarves. I don't need diapers. I don't need all this stuff. What are you wrapping me up in swaddling clothes for and trying to hide me so that you don't have to look at me, you know? Let me free. And the moment the baby kicks off all the blankets and all its clothes that can possibly kick off, what does it do? It falls fast asleep. It is no longer fighting the elements, and the elements are clothing. It wants to be naked. That's its natural way. That's the way it likes to be. It likes to be that way. And its body adjusts itself perfectly to the temperature. Its body adjusts itself perfectly to everything around it. And if mothers would only pay attention, the kids are kicking it off. They're not pulling it on. How many dogs do you see that pull a blanket on top of them? None of them. They're taught to do that. They're taught to do that by their mommies, who think that they're cool. And so they run over and put a blanket on them, put a sheet on them, they put a breath or whatever, they put a towel on them, you know. They even have, in the doggy store, blankets for dogs, you know. And so here we have Rex. And what does Rex do? Rex jumps in the swimming pool and then won't let you dry him and lays out on the concrete all night long and toasty as a snug little bug in a rug. Now, why? Because he doesn't think of being cold. He just thinks of being warm. Now, it's easy to think of being cold. It's easy to do that because we put our thought on it. And our thought acts responsibly and right away. And what's the first thing that happens when you feel cold? You get goosebumps. You get goosebumps all over your body, and you shiver. You know, and shivering doesn't make you warm. Shivering makes you colder, because you're dumping off more of your heat. Now, the more quiet, the more peaceful, the more relaxed you are, the more balanced you are, and the more toasty you are. Now, think about this. Women wonder why men don't like to sit at the table to eat. They will do everything they can to avoid sitting at the table. They love to sit in front of the television set with their evening meal for many reasons, the first of which is they don't have to look at the food and see how poorly it's cooked, because the food is really an atrocity. I mean, the preparation of food in most homes is terrible. The wives prepare the food as though they're preparing it for the slop for the pigs, you know. And they do, for the kids and for the papa and so forth. And so papa would rather not be at the table and see that. So papa does everything to come home late from work so that he can grab a snack on the way home or just have a tidbit after he gets home out of the refrigerator, which is a lot nicer. And then he doesn't have to contend with mama complaining about her day. He could complain about his day, too. They both got days they could complain about, and he complains or she complains, and when they do that, the meal time becomes a complaint time and a totally undesirable time. Now, I have set a rule here, and I said, we are now eating on the deck, and all meals are prepared on the deck, and we're eating them on the deck so that we can all be together. Otherwise, we'll eat inside at the kitchen, where we'll all be together at the kitchen. Because usually families that are together in the kitchen, it's usually a very friendly place. It's usually a very harmonious place. It's usually a place where people are happy with each other. But if you have a dining room, then right away you separate mother and some of the kids from the dining room so be it. So, now, how do you live in the now? How do you say, I know that I know that I know, and I know how to make the perfect egg? Well, the first thing you do, and the hardest thing that you do, the first thing you do is say, I love to make this egg. If you were making the egg for your beloved, who is going to come over for breakfast, oh, that egg would be supreme. Not too hot, not too cold, not to this, not to that. Just ideal. Your oven would be just right, or your stove would be just right. You know exactly how to do it. You'd practice on a dozen eggs before you got there so that you could make a perfect egg, because you're a short order cook, you know. You really do. And then when your sweetheart comes to visit for breakfast, and I'm not saying he slept overnight, I'm just saying he comes to visit for breakfast. So, okay. He comes to visit for breakfast, and so what do? You know he's going to be there at a certain time, and he's very prompt. So 2 minutes before he gets there, you get the bacon on, so you get that smell, you know. And the whole house is filled with that smell of the bacon, you know, if you like bacon. And then you have everything just perfectly done, perfectly done. Now, you say, well, as a cook, I'm a flop. Okay? Be a flop. That's perfectly okay to be a flop as a cook. But don't talk about it. As a mother, are you a flop? You got a kid. You going to say you're a flop? I can't do anything. I can't change diapers. I can't do anything, you know. Well, let him run around naked, you know. But anyhow, are you a flop? Only as long as you tell yourself you're a flop. Now, if you tell your kid, I love you, I love you, I love you, and you cuddle your kid and you snuggle your kid, can you do anything wrong if you give that kid your utmost attention? Can you be the perfect mother if you give that kid your utmost attention? You sure can. Oh, maybe there's Dr. Spock ways and other people's ways that are better to do things, but kids have been raised from the beginning of time without Dr. Spock. Kids have been raised from the beginning of time without a mother around, with just a father, or just the other brothers and sisters, or Romulus and Remus in Rome, raised by a wolf, so to speak. So now, how did the kids get raised? How did Tarzan get raised in the jungle? I know it's a fictional story, but how did he get raised in the jungle? Love. By the loving apes. Tarzan of the apes! Oh! You know? And how did he get raised? By the loving apes. And now, the new Tarzan cartoons that we have out, they make Tarzan and his ape mother. Such a lovely pair, you know. Such a devoted pair. And the ape mother's doing things with Tarzan that the real mother should do with her baby, you know. The ape mother's tickling Tarzan and doing things like this, and the real mothers don't do that. They don't spend much time tickling their kids. They cuddle them, they snuggle them, they rock them, but they don't tickle them. They don't have fun with them. Now, what's this got to do with learning Apple? Well, very, very much. If you will take the Apple machine when you get it and tickle the keys, not pinkle on the keys, but tickle the keys, touch the keys and press them this way, press them that way, mess everything up, and then reset it, turn it off and turn it on again. Because this way you'll see what happens. Now, what I like to do is I like to take my control key and press F1, control, F2, control, F3, and see what it does. Mm-hmm. And then write it down if it does something interesting. Mm-hmm. Then I like to press, first I press the F1, 2, 3 all across by itself to see what it does. Mm-hmm. Then I press the control F1, 2, 3, 4. Then I press alternate F1, 2, 3, 4. And then on Mac, you have command key, which is a nice key. And you press that, and you go 1, 2, F1, 2, 3, 4. And, oh my, the things that you learn. And then you press Command-W, and it clears off your screen. And you press this, and you press indent, you know. And what's that? That's the right key, indent?
Tab.
Tab. That's right, tab. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. You press the tab key. And what happens when you press the tab key?
It makes an indent.
What happens when you press the tab key and alternate? What happens when you press the tab key and control? Mm-hmm. What happens when you press tab key and command? Lots of interesting things. I can't tell you because then you try to remember it and no sense remembering it. Practice it. But you do this and then you start doing all sorts of things. And then he was telling me, yes, I remember that now. He told me that my screen was difficult to look at. And I said,
yeah, I know.
And so he pressed the command key, and he pressed the greater than or less than key. You know what those are?
Yes.
Those little Vs that are facing sideways.
Plus.
And so you press the greater than key and it makes it go lighter. You press the lesser than key when you're holding command, it makes it go dimmer, but it more balanced. And oh my goodness, it was so clear and easy to read when he did that. He showed me other places to do that too. But the thing is, you got to press buttons. You got to just fool around. Now, those things will not disturb you in the beginning because you will not have messed it up that well. You may. But the thing is, play with it. Now, do you know how to type? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And now, do you know how to type and are you comfortable with typing? Yes. 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 Okay. Now, if you're comfortable with typing, well, now, that's 90% of using your computer. Now, the other 10% is just the little gadgets and gimmicks that are on them. Now, you want to write a letter? You press Word. And it's right there on the bottom of your screen. There's a whole bunch of little boxes on the bottom of your screen of most often used programs. Programs that you use most often. Like Word, like Finder, like all that stuff. And there's maybe about 20 of them. And you press, now, one of them says, iMovie. And you press it, and up comes the iMovie. And then you move in the movies that you have taken and pop them right into place. And then you put in the stuff. And then you go to GarageBand, which is a guitar that's sitting down there. And up it comes. And then you take your iMovie, and you put it there. And then you press another button, and then it lets you talk. And you can talk over it, and it lets you tell what you want to do. And then you can split it, and you can stop it. And then there are 50 things like background music, of meditation music, of theatrical music, of waterfalls, of whatever. And what they didn't have for me in INTA, when I got introduced by my wonderful introducer, the audience was a good audience, but they were not over enthusiastic, you know. They didn't clap their hearts out, they just clapped, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not good enough. They got good clapping on there.
Yeah.
So you just pick up the good clapping and stick it in there. And you can have it around and around and around so it goes on for 10 minutes if you want. But I think a good round of applause and cut it off like it's still going on is good, you know.
Yeah.
And so then they have people shouting and screaming and at a football game and stuff like that, too, you know. And so, Herb, oh, wonderful, oh, boy, this is going to be a great talk, you know. And wouldn't that excite you just to have that, to get you started when you're listening to something?
Uh-huh.
But, you see, those are the things you can do. And then you can have audio video, and you can send it out as a podcast, and you can send it out as a blog, and you can send it out in any one of these things. Now, the podcast, I'm learning first, because that's for the little stuff. That's the stuff you email out, and the stuff you send out quickly and so on. Now, the blog is something where a person has to have a little more time. Usually, it's a journal, and it's a movie, and it's a story, and it's all sorts of stuff. You probably try to pull some stuff up like that off the computer now and then. But you see, all of these things, it tells you exactly how to do it. Of course, then you have to practice it. And if you're doing 100 other things, then it's not so good. But when I was sitting with my teacher yesterday at Apple, he was a young fellow, maybe about 22, you know, and sort of a scraggly-looking character, pleasant as could be, just as wonderful as could be, and brilliant. And he treated me just as though I knew as much about everything as he did. He did not treat me like he was teaching me. He treated me just like, of course you know this, you know. But then he went on to explain it as if I didn't, you know. And, you know, he made sure that I did know it. And that was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But at first he gave me the feeling of confidence. And then he gave me the understanding of that confidence. But he was very good. And he said, now, don't feel uptight if you have to come in 3 and 4 times on this same lesson. But do that, because that way you get it, repeat it. And I said, yeah, I got to drive 100 miles one way just to get here. He says, yeah, well, that's dedication, isn't it? And, you know, but he was just so, you know, and then he would throw little things in, you know, they were so helpful. That made me feel very good. And when I got done with him, I just wanted to stay there. I forgot that my seat was hard. Yeah, you got a little circular hard bench that's high, and you're sitting on that thing, you know. And I was sitting there half an hour waiting for him, because until it was my time for him. And when I went in there, I was supposed to go to a class. And in the class was supposed to be a dozen people. Well, I was the only one that signed up for the class.
Cool.
And so I had him on a one-to-one straight away all the time. And we had a very good program. And then as soon as he was done with me, he went to the next person right next to me. A dedicated kid. Beautiful. But, you see, he didn't say to me, "Now, you'll learn this." He said, "Practice it, practice it, practice it." He didn't say, "You'll learn it." He said, "Practice it, practice it, practice it." What was he saying to me?
Now.
You know it, now practice it. You know it, now practice it. Now you know it, practice it. You see, and that's the point. That's the point we all want to get to. We say, "I know that I know that I know." When? Tomorrow? When? Tomorrow? Next? I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. When?
Now.
When?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Now.
I'm whole and perfect. When?
Now.
You see, this is where we are so sick in our attitudes, because we don't really believe it. We believe, well, if I keep working on this, then I'll be that way. Well, I am practicing my skills on Apple, not to learn Apple, but to become skillful in the use of Apple. Because I already know it. You see, you already know it. Now you only want to become skillful in the use of it. Now, what's the difference between Apple and PC? A name. Just a name. Apple has people who write software for it. PC has people who write software for it. And much of the PC is interlapping and overlapping and underlapping and intertwining, and it is the same. It's just they have different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. Now, when you make love to a girl and you touch her and kiss her gently, that's great. She says, "Oh, you know how to love a girl." And then when a girl loves a boy, and the boy says, "Oh, you know just how to touch me. You know just how to turn me on. You know how to love a boy." Now, isn't that strange? Isn't that, did you know how when you were right out of the box? No. Well, I would say yes, really. All you did as a little baby, boy or girl, you turned on your smile and everybody in the world around you melted. And then as you got older, you tried to play funny stuff, and it didn't work very well, and you got in trouble, you know? And this is what happens when you try to go out of your role. What is the role of a woman? To love and be loved. What is the role of a man? Bitte.
To love and be loved.
Oh, my. Yes, to love and be loved. All right? Now, there's nothing else. Now, do you know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You do, but are you practiced in it? No. Because you stop doing that and you say, "Well, I've got to get them to do this." Rex this morning picked up a piece of doggy do, a cookie along the path, you know, and I looked at him and I thought to myself, and then I said to myself, "I don't care." And he dropped it and came with me. I don't care. You know, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when I care. And he knows when I don't care. And I don't care. I don't care what you do. I mean, I see you as the perfect dog, eating your dog food at home, eating all the things that are good for you, and always smelling like a rose. You know, that's what I see you. Now, when am I going to start doing that?
Now.
And why am I going to start doing it now?
Only time.
Because that's what I've always been doing and always will do now. So, you see, that's how you're going to learn your Apple. And that's how you're going to learn, "I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know." No matter what it is you're looking for, the divine in you knows the answer. And if you ever, in my presence, say, I don't know, I will not hear you. I will not hear you. Mm-hmm. Because I am not tuned in to the I don't know wavelength. I'm only tuned in to the I know that I know that I know. Now, what about you? What light wavelength are you tuned into? Bitte?
I know that I know that I know.
Yeah?
I know that I know,
yeah?
That I know.
I know that I know I know.
Yeah? You?
I know that I know that I know.
Yeah, I can't even spell it right. Yeah. No, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Okay, now, does it work? Yes. Do you have to work it? Yes. And do you think it doesn't work when it doesn't work? Yes. That's just the simple way it is. When it doesn't work, you don't think it works. You're telling me it doesn't work. You know? Obviously, you have to think it doesn't work. So, change your thinking. Change your thinking that it works. And just watch how wonderfully it works. And Henry, you're a master on your apple, just like we are. And Massimo, you are a master on your apple, just like we are. Mariella, you're a master, and all the rest of the family, and all the rest of the people in the world, masters, doing what pleases you. And I said to myself this morning, if my egg turns out to have leather soles and other things to it this morning at breakfast, I would change my rule and we would cook all meals indoors. No meals cooked outdoors at all, ever again. And because Ellen wants to cook supper inside, and Sylvia wants to cook breakfast inside and lunch inside, and so why fight it? Why not just go along and say, what the hell, we got this beautiful patio out here, it's just to come out and sit on, you know, and we'll eat inside and then we'll come out here. But after Sylvia just outshone herself this morning at breakfast and made two beautiful eggs in the style that I'm more or less accustomed to by my mental attitude, we will continue doing whatever we're doing. So, have a lovely, 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 lovely. And just remember, I looked at Rex and I said, do what you want to do, I don't care. And I really had no interest in seeing him do anything other than his highest and best. And he dropped the doggy-doo and walked after me and said, hey, Dad, wait up. And we walked along together, and even along here on the bottom where he usually is out checking out the field, he walked right along with me all the way. Now, I don't care what he does, but he did. Now, you see, I know that I know that I know. I don't care that I didn't know, but I know now. I know that I know that I know. And let it be. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.